Rashi quotes from the Gemara that the word min, min abaka, min atzon, min abhema is a miyut, and he tells you what where mamayit comes. He says where mamayit raveya, miyut, amukse, neva, mageyach, and there also mamayit treiko. Gemara Menachos in the first parak has three psukim to the mamayit treiko. First, the Gemara says that you really shouldn't need a new pasuk. I should know that treifa cannot be korah b'agabi hamizbeach based on the pasuk in the Pesco that requires mimashta yisrael. That pasuk is talking about mitzvahim. You pour wine down the pipes on the mizbeach, down the shisim, so the wine has to be kosher wine, mimashta yisrael. Now people use it as a malitza. You have schnapps. You should put schnapps mashta. The schnapps is manufactured there, so they call it mashta. But the pasuk in the Cheskel, it means a different thing. The Gemara says what it means is that you're only permitted to pour down the mizbeach such wine which a Jewish person is permitted to eat. And if it's non-kosher wine, then it's prohibited to use it for the mizbeach. Even if the mizbeach is not Jewish, it's not drinking it, so what's that there? And even if it's mutabar lo, if it's wine of sauce banos, you say that you're saving money by pouring this wine down. Even if it happens to be mutabar lo, he's still not allowed to use it for the sauce. So the Gemara in office in the first parak on that rock, that line, Gemara learns out from that same passage that a treifa may not be used as a korban because it's not mimashki yisrael, it's not mashki b'chama, it means it's not kosher. So the Gemara asks, how come we need an additional passage to say at the end of Ayit, the kolosh yavetachos ha-shavet, prat le treifa she'en lo iveres, that a treifa may not be korban agav mimdeh because it can't walk. Treifa has a broken leg, it can't walk. Why do you need an additional passage? I know already from the mashki yisrael. So the Gemara says no. If I would only have the pasuk in Mashki Yisrael, I would think that it's only alluding to such treifas, such macholos asuris, that v'lo hoysa lo sha'as ha-kosher, that from the very beginning it was treif, from day number one. Let's say, orlo, loy ha-terem, something that was treif, it not just goes in shom, something that was treif from the very beginning. But what happens, or let's say I have a behemoth, that was a treifah, it was a treifah min abetan. When it was born, the day the behemoth was born, it was already a treifah. What if the behemoth was born and then it was nitra for achaka? So that's hoysa lo sha'as ha-kosher. There was one time that this animal was kosher. So then I would not have been able to learn how from the pasuk in Yecheskel mashki Yisrael to cover. Actually, that's why I need the additional pasuk of kol ha-shi'ar tachas ha-shav pap nizu she'en o'ivet. Then I have the third. So what do you mean? The third pasuk, min, Rashi quotes, min ha-peim ol-hotsu sa-treifa. The Gemara says, oh, that pasuk is needed to teach me an additional case. Maybe one can time it that the only time there's a psula mimashki Yisrael is if first the food became osa b'achet. The only time there's a din of nitrofo, a treifa is osa, is if nitrofo will have psof it bisha. What if it bisha rachkach nitrofo? So maybe since the hadgosha preceded the treifa, I should say, that you're permitted to be makkah that I'm having to get. So that's why I need the third pasuk. So now the Mishnah Melech discusses, says it's in an Ochi Gafim, a base 13 of course. But this Gemara that I'm quoting is at an Amr Al. It is that Peyad Avav, Amr Al. So the Mishnah Melech on the Rambam discusses what exactly does the Gemara mean in the Maskana? The Hava Mina that the Gemara was that if you would only have the one pasuk in Yecheskel and Mashki Yisrael and Amutal Yisrael, you would have said that that's only Lo Hoysa Lo Sha'as HaKosher. So that's why I need a second pasuk to say that even if the Behemah was not a treifa min abetan, it wasn't a treifa at birth, it became a treifa later, it's also also said, if you have that pasuk, is that only a local din in treifa? Or is that Megala and the pasuk in Yecheskel that the Mashki Yisrael always applies even if it was Hoysa Lo Sha'as HaKosher? And in Tensiloma, that's the pshat. What about the third pasuk? Now you have the third pasuk. That even if Gdisha was a safe nitrofa, that's only a din of treifa? Or that's again the gala back on the pasuk in Cheska. That the pasuk of Mashki Yisrael and Amut Yisrael passels a carbon, even if it's Gdisha, the safe it became, after the heck it became Macholos Asus. So he tries to fish around to find the Kairos from the Gemara and the Rishonim to determine which is the pshat of it. But that's one of the miyutim of it. Min. Min is memayit. Min is memayit the treifa. One of the min is memayit raveya v'nirva. So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin later, but the Gemara says that raveya v'nirva by Behema applies both with respect to the Psul Korban and with respect to the Chi of Misa, Mishka Behema, even if the Behema doesn't have any minimum age. The dinim of minimum ages that are cut in pockets of the meditation Shani Yamecha, and the Tanakh Kusim Bashal Shani Yamecha, is Embi Yosin Bir, it's a Mishnah Nidin. Those dinim only apply to human beings, it doesn't apply to babies. I think there's a Gatera in this OU journal. I say about that din. The Gedra Adin Abed Tess. Shia that the Rav said, I'm not Gemara in Sanhedrin. What's the Amra on this city? What's the Gedra Adin? The Pasuk says that when you bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have smicha. You have to have smicha. The Pasuk says, Samach Yado. It sounds like you're doing smicha with one hand. It's one hand, which hand you do? Probably the right hand. That's what the Targum of Benazil says. You do smicha with the right hand, and the Mishnah says that it's not so. The Mishnah says that you do smicha with both hands. The smicha doesn't just mean you go like this. Smicha means that you have to lean on the behemoth b'chol kochai, to the extent that if you remove the behemoth, you would fall down. The pasuk indicates Dabro b'nei Yisrael b'yamarta aleihem. So the Gemara says b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nei Yisrael. What do you mean that women cannot bring karbanos? It's not true. So the Gemara says no, b'nei Yisrael something, b'nei Yisrael something. That women don't have the obligation to do smicha. What if they want to volunteer to do smicha? So the Gemara says you're not allowed to. What do you mean to volunteer? I volunteer to lean on a dov shel hegdash. So the Gemara says that it's an isa. We have a pasuk le'savet b'mchor sharecha v'le'savet b'chor senecha, and it's not limited davki to avoda b'chor. It even applies to b'chor. Even if b'chor is a kachin kalam, all the karbanos are divided into two categories: there's kachin kachin and there's kachin kalam, and there are various differences between them. All on the assumption that kachin kachin is a higher level of a karban. So if in a b'chor is a kachin kalam, if in a b'chor there's a din le'savet b'mchor sharecha, there's an isa diza avoda, there's an isa avoda. Certainly more so that is there an Isra Avoida in Kachi Kachin. So what do you mean? You want to lean on a behemoth, the whole kochai, when you're not obligated to. So the Gemara says that's certainly prohibited. The only shayla is, what if a woman wants to volunteer? So you tell her, no, you're not allowed to volunteer. So she wants to, but what do you do to make the women happy? The Gemara says you have to make nachas ruach to the women. They feel cheated. They want to participate in this mitzvah. So the Gemara says that there was a machlegi satanayim, whether you would permit the women to do a smicha just the akufa yadayu, just to have their hands floating on top. Akufa is that nice word for floating. Vayotzef hafarzol. The pasuk is vayotzef hafarzol, and the hatchet fell into the river and it couldn't be treated, so the Navi Elisha got it back because it floated to the top. So Rashi always quotes in the Targumina the kofa farzol. Kofa means to float. The Gemara says in Chagiga that there was a machlekes satanai whether they permitted the women to do an imitation smicha by doing akufi yadai, by having their hands held over the top of the carbon without leaning the chol
koyach. Where they do it, smicha has to be bazar. So the women went to the
azara. Standing, yes, they should put their hands in. But this is a machlekes hatanan. This is a machlekes in the end of Rosh Hashanah, in the last parak in Erevin, whether Nashim Samkos were shus or Nashim are prohibited to do smicha. So Tosfos says, Rashi says, what's the machlekes whether Nashim Samkos were shus or it's prohibited for women to do smicha? Machlekes of Yehuda Rav Shimon. So Rashi says it's a machlekes based on the question of Bal Tosef. If somebody volunteers to do a mitzvah that he's exempt from, so he's adding on to his list of mitzvahs. Men have so many mitzvahs, women have so many mitzvahs, Adam has so many mitzvahs, and Baruch has so many mitzvahs. If somebody does a mitzvah that he's not obligated to do, Rashi learns that's machlokes satanayim, whether that's a violation of bakhtas. And that's the relationship to the city there in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak, the Gemara has a machlokes. Do we permit women to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah if they choose to? A woman wants to blow shofar on her own. So the Gemara says, whether Ma'akim is Anashim in this Kodah, Arei Ma'akim is Anashim in this Kodah. The Gemara says, Ma'akim of Yudhi Rav Shirin by Smicha and the Korbanos would apply here as well. The Rashi says that's the Shaila, it's a question of Baptism. And the other Rishonim find the Rashi very difficult. That's called Baptism, and you do a mitzvah that you're exempt from, that's Baptism, very sure. And what if you fail to do a mitzvah, it's Baptigra. The person didn't do a mitzvah, it's Baptigra. The whole discussion in Rishonim, how do you define Baptigra? The Tosfos offers, Tosfos Be'er HaShanah offers a different shayla from Rashi. They say, it's not a shayla of Bal Tosef Deraisa. It's a shayla that runs like this. But when you do akufa yadayhu, so you're not really violating avodah b'kodesh. But it's nira, the marasayin, it's nira kodesh avodah b'kodesh. So should we make, so, but everybody who's in the Beis HaMikdash knows that they're not going to allow the women to do real smicha b'chol koyach, because that's a real isur d'oraisa, so they're not mukhiyuv, so it's an isur avodah b'kavanah. So should we make gzeira d'rabbanon, not even to allow them to do akufa yadayhu, because it's nira kodesh avodah b'kodesh. Places claims that is the Machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. Machlokes on the level of the Rabbanon. Should we make this? We really ought to make this gzeira that it's near a place I've already taught you not to allow them. But maybe since they feel bad about missing up on a mitzvah, so maybe since we should, the other consideration of having them feel happy, they're not really going to be into the mitzvah. It's not really going to be smicha b'chol koicham. It's just going to be lasses nachas ruach l'nashim. That's the lashon l'mar. Just to make nachas ruach l'nashim, so maybe that consideration should lead the hachamim not to make a gzeir of nir kais avodah b'kodesh. So what's the tzushta to tkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah? The Torah says because tkiyah on any Shabbos and Yom Tov is an isur. It's a musical instrument, and you're not allowed to play piano, you're not allowed to blow a bugle, you're not allowed to be mashmiya kol. But on Rosh Hashanah, obviously, you're permitted to, but a woman is not mukhiyuv to blow shofar, so she should be prohibited to, there should be a gzeira de rabbanan mashmiya kol, she should not be allowed. She wants to hear tears from someone else if he's in pain. But if she wants to blow specially, or if a man should blow specially on behalf of a woman, the man was ready yotze, now he's going to blow shofar specially for a woman. Would that be permissible or not? Maybe I should say that it's mashmiya kol, and there's no heter. Because the heter only is the makam mitzvah when you mechuyiv to. If you're not mechuyiv, not. Or I should say no. On the other hand, no. But since the women want to volunteer, but they're saying mitzvah v'yoyse, so that should be sufficient consideration not to make the gzera derabbanan mashmiya kol. Tosfos claims that that's the tzushta over here. The Gemara made a comparison between the akufa yadayu case and the tkiyah shofar, the women's desire to participate in mitzvahs. Is that enough of a reason to remove an isur derabbanan? Based on this, Pesis jumps to a third case. And a paskin la'locha on this case. If a woman wants to volunteer to do a mitzvah sesa shazman groma, let's say the woman wants to sit in sukkah, the woman wants to shake a lulav. So tov ala bracha. There's no shayla. There's no problems about sitting in the sukkah shaking a lulav. So the question is, what about saying a bracha? So I would have argued, one could have argued the point, so what do you mean saying a bracha? Shekhar Shalom and Mitzvah and Sivan is Dovashkar. So that Tosfos doesn't consider a problem at all. The Lo Sheker. Shekhar Shalom and Mitzvah said she has the same condition as Yisrael as the man. And Sivan, she has it. She just has a tour. She doesn't want it. She doesn't have it. So that Tosfos doesn't consider an issue at all. The only issue that's bothering Tosfos is a bracha. She ain't a tzricha. She says a bracha totally unnecessarily. Why is it unnecessarily? Because she doesn't have to do the mitzvah. But she is doing a mitzvah, such a. If you do a mitzvah, is there anything wrong with doing a mitzvah without saying a bracha? Does that just mean that the mitzvah is done in an incomplete fashion? It doesn't mean that it's an iser to do a mitzvah. It's not going to be an iser deraisa, probably. It doesn't mean that it's an iser derabbanan to do a mitzvah without saying a bracha. It's a machlokes between the Taz and the Ramah. Minuchas Rosh Hashanah. The Ramah talks about the Chazan putting on a talis for a slichas. Apparently, it says in Shulchan Aruch, and if they cover that seaboard, the chazan is supposed to be dressed very properly. Shouldn't have a chazan go up in dungarees, short sleeve shirt like this, and down on. It has to be dressed properly. So part of proper attire is that he should wear a talis. And it appears very clearly in the Shulchan Aruch that he should wear a talis not only for Shabbos, even for Mincha, even for Meir. Even though Meir is in the middle of the night and Laila is last month, he should wear a talis for Meir also. And it says for Slicha. Slicha is not in the middle of the night. Also puts on a talis for sleep. But there's a machlokes, whether you say bracha or not, when you put on a talis balayla, what's the getter adin at laila? Lazman sits, it doesn't mean that balayla you're potter, it doesn't mean that a ksus laila is potter, pajamas are potter. So talis is a ksus yom, that you happen to be wearing balayla. So that would be a machlokes between Tesis and the Rambam. Tesis says that a ksus laila is potter, pajamas are potter, but a ksus yom balayla is chai. That's Tesis in the Rosh. And the Rambam has nothing to do with pajamas versus clothing. Has to do with Yom HaLaila, like a lot of mitzvahs, has to do with Yom HaLaila. Because of that machlokes, we consider it a suffix bracha. So if anybody would put on a talis balayla, we would say he shouldn't say a bracha. So the Ramah says, if you put on a talis balayla, you don't say a bracha. Fine. The Chazan is going to say slichas, you should put on a talis balayla, you shouldn't say a bracha. It's interesting, Rabbi Kiva Eger on Aruch Chaim quotes from Achorim that even if a person says Kaddish, since he is the Shliach Tzibur for the Kaddish, he should also wear a talis. We got the for the chazan. There's only one of those categories. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. But the chazan, the shliach tzibur, is supposed to wear a talis. His name covered at tzibur. Not only is the shliach tzibur the one who is the chazan, as we call him in Yiddish, the chazan, the one who says kaddish is also a shliach tzibur. He's the chazan for the kaddish. The one who gets an aliyah is the chazan for the baruch hu. He's being a mezamin. He's the chazan to say baruch hashem shem and roach man. So whenever a person serves as the chazan, the shliach tzibur, to be mezamin the people for a dov shebedusha, you require out of kovet hatzibur that he should be dressed properly, the hainu that he should wear a talis. So the Rambam says that when the chazan puts on the talis for slichah, he shouldn't say a bracha. So the tar starts a whole fuss over there. What do you mean he shouldn't say a bracha? You're allowed to do a mitzvah without saying a bracha. He holds that it's a nisa. That's what Achronim on the daik in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Brachos. He writes all the dinim about brichas hanen, and he quotes the gemara also lahadim shirhanim and elam hazeh b'ray bracha. Then he says it's a shame shetiknu chachamim, just like the chachamim on the sack and the brichas hamitzvah, so too, just like the chachamim on the sack and the brichas hanen, so too they were misaken that you should recite a brichas hamitzvah. Why is it kishem? You can say, well, kishem, and just like the chachamim on the sack and the tibas yadayim before you eat bread, so too they were misaken kriyas hamigila. What do you mean kishem? Is this thing all peckling us all the dinner of the Rabban? So apparently he holds that there's some relationship over here. So the Achreidim HaMadayik from the Rambam and Rav Soloveitchik thought that that was a very clear deal, that it means that just like it's prohibited to be nenem and olam hazeh but like broch, it's an Easter, not just the Tachonah. So too it's prohibited to do a mitzvah without saying a broch. So that's what the Taz time is against the Rambam. What do you mean the guy's going to, the Chazan's going to put on a talis without saying a broch? If you're like the Rambam, that there's no mitzvah at all in putting on a talis at night, so of course you don't say a bracha. You're not being yotzi anything. We're just putting on a uniform that it should look nice when they cover that seat. It's just a uniform. But if you hold like, and it's, but it's a sveikah redina, but you hold like the Rambam or Tosis. So if you hold like Tosis, it's according to one possibility that Tosis is right, that it's tzitzion balayla, it's chayiv and tzitzis. So he's doing a mitzvah without saying a bracha, so you're not allowed to do that. If you have no bracha, let the person has a suffix, but he has to do a mitzvah now. So you're going to tell him, don't do the mitzvah because you're going to be doing the mitzvah possibly without a bracha, so it's better not to do the mitzvah. No, there he has no brera. He has to do the mitzvah. Let's say a suffix deraisa. He has to do the mitzvah. We tell him, do the mitzvah without a bracha. Suffix deraisa v'chumah, do the mitzvah. And suffix brachas l'hafel, don't say the bracha. But over here the Taz says, why should you be machnis esatmecha l'matzav shal suffix bracha? You're not mechuyif to put on a talis. Don't wear the talis in the first place. Aye, but you have to wear a talis when they cover that tzibur. So he says, put on someone else's talis. So bevada, you won't be chayiv in a bracha. If you wear someone else's talis, bevada, you're not yetzi the mitzvah. And bevada, you don't have to say a bracha. That's where the whole institution comes from the Taz. The Ramos says, you put on a talis, be bracha. No problem. The Ramos seems to say that the bracha just enhances the mitzvah. It's not that there's a prohibition. It's not that there's an issur to do a mitzvah without saying a bracha. And the Taz doesn't quote this Rambam, the Di'ah Kishen. He says on his own. He understands that it's improper, it's prohibited to say, to do a mitzvah without first reciting a bracha. So that's the shaila over here. What does Tosis mean? Tosis had a third tushtel. The Gemara has two cases where there's a machlokes satanayim where the women can do the mitzvah. One is where the women can do smicha. So Tosis says it's only akufi yadayu to begin with. So they're not in violation of any deraisa. It's only in possible violation of a nisa derabbanan, the mechzi, the oisa avoida betokshin. It looks like they're violating lasava b'vachol sharecha. But kia shofar, they're violating the isa derabbanan mashmiyako. So do we say that because of their desire to volunteer additional mitzvahs, which is a proper desire, do we say that therefore we should allow them to, we should lift the Yisra Rabbana Mashmiya Kol, we should lift, or not be goyz in the first place, is Yisra Rabbana the Mechzi Goyz HaVali B'Kodshim or not? So that's how they interpreted the Gemara. So then they made the third case, their Tzushtel, case the original Tzushtel, named Rabbein Tam, if a woman is going to volunteer to do a mitzvah, says Shazman Gromo, and now she wants to say the bracha. So there's some important consideration why we want to say the bracha. Why do you want to say the bracha? Either because once she's doing the mitzvah, it's prohibited to do it without a bracha, the way the Taz says. Or she wants to do the mitzvah bishlei musa behidura, and the mitzvah bishlei musa requires that it should go along with the bracha. The way the Ramohol is not going to finish it to do it without a bracha, but you want to do it to, that the bracha should enhance the mitzvah. So would you permit the woman to sit in sukkah, permit the woman to shake a lulav? Because that's not a problem. Not like Rashi that says that that's already a problem. Rashi says it's already a problem of all faith. They says that's not a problem at all because here there's no mechzi ki garnish. There's no nisa derabban. But the only shaila point of case would be saying the bracha. And then Tais says, well, how do we pass them by the shoshan, by the smicha? The Tais says we pass them like the tana that nashim samchas rishus. that they're permitted to do the smicha. In class, the women that they choose to are permitted to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, we would allow the women to say a bracha and a mitzvah sashas mangrom. It's interesting that the problem of the nusach bracha never bothered Tarshish. How can you say the tzivon? That wasn't, because that's not the machlokes hatanoim. They all hold that's not a problem, saying the tzivon. The shaila is that's in bracha shein etzricha. That's the machlokes hatanoim. Are you permitted? Do you allow women for the sake of their spiritual enhancement, their spiritual enrichment, because they do already all the mitzvahs that they're obligated to do, and they want to volunteer to do more mitzvahs in order to come closer to the Rabbanu Shalom? Would you lift an Issa Dirabbanan on their behalf? The Taisa says, yes, we would. That's the way we pass them like the Tanaim, we would. And Taisa understands for the Gemara that it's a general klal, it's not a local din, because the Gemara made it tushta or two dinim together. The Gemara puts together smicha, bikachim, and according to Rashi, of course it's a general klal. Baltaisa, across the board. But according to Taisviz, it's also a general klal. Do you lift these surim derabbanan? So Taisviz holds that we have the right to apply to additional cases. Taisviz applied it to an additional case. A brocha shein
and
tzvi. Yeah, the Rambam says not so. The Chabad Pasuk is not so. The Ravadi Yosef says all the time not so. The women are not allowed to say this brocha, not allowed to say that brocha. He passes like the Chabad and like the Rambam. Rashi, according to Rashi, it's machlokes, but the women are permitted to volunteer to do a mitzvah that they're part of from. And Rashi would pass, yes, it's permissible to volunteer the mitzvah, but it doesn't talk about the bracha. Other Rishonim argue, how can you say with Tzivanu? It's a doif ashkorim, a different consideration. But Tosfos doesn't hold that that's a consideration at all. Chachamim didn't require of the even the Chachamim didn't require of the women that they should sit in the sukkah. Even the Rabbanim. Right, but halal is a mitzvah with the Rabbanim. You have to say the halal. So you say it's Ivanu after the Rabbanim commanded us to listen to the Chachamim who have commanded us. But here the women, even with the Rabbanim, don't have to shake a lula. That's the shaila. How can they say it's Ivanu? So that doesn't bother Taisus because they understand that the women have the same level of kedushas yisrael as the men. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes in his sefer that it says, "The son of the Beis Yankov, the Sagi, the Bnei Yisrael, Atem Tiyuli, Mamlechus Kain, the Great Kaddish." After the Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the men and the women together, that he's endowing them all with an equal level of kedushas Yisrael. Atem Tiyuli, Mamlechus Kain, the Great Kaddish. They all have the same level of kedusha. The women have a tour from mitzvah. They don't want it, they don't have to. But the same level of kedusha still they have kiddushanu. Kedushas Yisrael means even mitzvah. So we take kiddushanu and mitzvahs and tivon. It just so happens that if they don't want to, they don't have to, but it starts off with a full Kedushas Yisrael, which means a chiyuvim. Who holds which way? I forgot. But the Gemara says Makwez applies to Shaykh also. Ajantif says no. Smicha on a weekday. Smicha on a weekday, yes. Smicha on a weekday. Smicha Yantav is another machlokes. That's a different thing. The Gemara says that there never was any big machlokes for Yisrael. In different kilos, they bought and passed whatever they wanted. They didn't, it wasn't always monolithic. Every kilo did whatever they wanted. Whenever there was a chalukah day, they never made such a rift until the machlokes sat on about the smicha. But they committed to do smicha on the korban on Yom Kippur. That was the machlokes, because they were all together in the Beis Hamikdash. Mitzchila lohayis machlokes b'Yisrael. In this kilo they did like this rabbi, in that kilo they did like that rabbi. They didn't call each other any names. But when they came to the Beis Hamikdash, there was a shadow, do you do smicha on the korbanos on Yom Kippur or not? So do you or don't you? So there the mamash all in the same kilo. So these people are doing smicha, they were calling the other shkotzen, and they're not doing smicha. They said you're not allowed, and they were calling the other shkotzen. So that made a big machlok. So they should have resolved it, and they didn't resolve it. That's what they wanted. Machlok is that Negev to Gans Klali Sol, and everybody's living together in the same community, in the same Beis Hamikdash, that they should have decided once and forever how they're going to do it. But a machlok is, and you do in your kelo, you say tachni, you don't say tachni, you say hal, you don't say hal. So that's not a problem. Let each one, each one come, the other the shom. Everybody should do whatever they want. big a problem about tefillin. Tefillin is every day. How could they have a machlok about tefillin de Rashi and tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam?
I don't know.
Tell us. We don't know. It must have been all along to them. Pasuk says v'shachat is ben abakol of Hashem. It doesn't say that you need a kohen. Then it says the kriva bnei Aaron hakohen is adam. So Rashi quotes the kabbalah v'yelach mitzvahs kohen. The kriva means the kabbalah adam. There are dalad avodas adam. There are more than dalad avodas, but there are only dalad avodas adam. The shkita kabbalah halacha zrika, and that's all. After the zrika, the haftaras emurim is a big avoda, but that's not the yakei. Haftaras emurim may not be done by a zar. That's a real avoda. But that's not miyakim. The Dalar Avodis Adam on miyakim. So what does the Gemara mean that Shchita Ksheira Bizar because Shchita Lav Avodahi? That's the Lashon HaGemara. What means Shchita Lav Avodahi? It's not true. Shchita is the first of the Dalar Avodis Adam. That can be the Shchita Lav Avodahi. So Taisi talks about that. What means Shchita Lav Avodahi? So it means something different. So Taisi has several biurim on that. So one biur Taisi says is that Shchita by Korbanos, of course it's an Avodah. But it's the same old din shchita that you have by all behemoths. Before you want to eat a behemoth, you have to have shchita. So the Torah says the regular din shchita that you have by kulin applies over here. So you need that din shchita. So that's what it means. Shchita lava behemi. Kabbalah, hoylocha, zvika is something that's unique to a korban. Shchita is not unique to the korban. The Torah just says you got to do what you normally do in New Jersey or in Minnesota, whatever. Whatever you do, you shchita. So you should do that over here. And this behemoth also, because someone's going to eat it. The kohanim are going to eat it. But it's going to be burnt on the mizbeach. That's one day in Taisa. The other day in Taisa says that it doesn't mean like that. That's not necessarily muskam l'chala days. It could well be that the dine shchita for kochim and the dine shchita for kulin are not the same. Maybe they're not the same. The Gemara says, minayin l'nasasik v'shchitas kochim shim psula. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. That if it's a nasasik v'shchitas kochim, it's no good. What does that mean, the sasik? He didn't realize what he was in for shchita school and the din is. Mar has a funny case. I throw a knife in order to hit, shoot an arrow, or I throw a knife in order to hit a bullseye, let's say, and then accidentally a bird happens to pass by, so the Mar says sometimes it'll be a good shchita. It'll be a kosher shchita. Even though I didn't plan it all to shechta then. I didn't plan it all to shechta no. But in Kochim, the sasik is no good. If you didn't plan to do the shkita, it's no good. Not only that, what if you planned to shef, but you didn't realize that it's a carbon? That's also called misasik. The sasik is no good by shkita's Kochim. So what's the ghetto hadin and the sasik is no good? Is that because the hilcha shkita are different in Kochim than from Kulin? It's a din misasik, the shkita's Kochim is no good, or it's a din in all avoidas. It's a din because shkita is an avoida. So all the avoidas are misasik. The shkita's adam would also be no good if it's misasik. That was a big machlekes Rav Chaim Moizer and the Chazonish. Rav Chaim Moizer understood, if I'm not mistaken, he understood that it's in his Sefer has an Achiezer on Kochim. He wrote that it's a din in Shchita. That Shchita's Kochim and Shchita's Chulan are not the same. That's what Rav Soloveitchik always says over, not the name of Rav Chaim Moizer, he says over the name of his father like that. That Shchita's Kochim and Shchita's Chulan is a different din. With an added chiddush that even when you have a sharp suli hamigdoshim, sharp suli hamigdoshim means a korban that got a mum, so you're not permitted to be makir a mum kavua, so you're not permitted to be makir of it in the base hamigdosh. If he even has a mum oipe, you're not allowed to be makir. But you can't be poided. If he has a mum kavua, then the Torah says that you can be poided. So after you poided it, then what do you do with it? So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to use it for personal purposes. After you poided it, and it's yotze lefulin. You're not allowed to ride on this animal. You can't, if it's a cow, you can't milk the cow. And if it's a sheep, you can't shear off the wool. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk, "Rakhu chalav sam shechal tizbach v'yachal tabas tizbach." As the Gemara says, "Tizbach v'lo giza v'yachal tabas v'lo klavech abas v'lo cholov." That the cholov is awesome, the giza is awesome, and on the klavech is awesome. There are very great limitations. So what kind of a din is this? That even after you fight the shepson on doshim. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his father's Chanurach used to learn Shad, that it means like this, that the Shchita, that the Sharp Son of the Doshim remains Hegish. Even after you played it, it's still Hegish. That there's a difference between Kachem Mizbech and Kachem Berek Abayis. And if you have Kachem Berek Abayis, only the value of the thing is Hegish. The Mammonis belongs to Hegish. So if you played it, so it's Yotzel Lechulam Mikovakov. So Mikana Lahabor absolutely has no remnants of Kedusha at all. Mashenken, if you have a shore that was clutching his Bayach and you paid it, so the Gemara has a claw that Kedusha, once Kedusha is chal, the Kedusha is not going to disappear. The Kedusha is going to remain even later. So even though it got a mum kavua and you paid it, it still remains a carbon. The Gemara has kama v'kamadina that even the shore selling Kedusha, after you paid it, it's Eisa Tzmura. If I say, Harezi Kachazi, it's Eisa Tzmura, and then he wonders, what do you do with the Behemoth of Tzmura? The Gemara has kama v'kamadina that it still maintains Kedusha. And here also, the Gemara holds that it still maintains Kedusha. Ah, but you can eat it. You can shech with chutz lazara. You can eat it. So what happened to the din of shchut echut? And what happened to the... Tommy is permitted to eat it, and Tommy is not permitted to eat Karbani. So that's a special hefta. The Torah says one. Special hefta, even though it's Hegdish, a hefta you can shech the chutz lazara. So Shailen Nachrenim, are you permitted to shech it in the azara? It's not Kulin, it's still Hegdish. The Ragan Shavah wants to say that maybe you're permitted to shech it in the azara. Yeah, the hefta, if you want to, you're permitted to shech the chutz lazara. But if you want to, you're permitted maybe to shech it even in the azara, because it still maintains its status as Hegdish. So the Torah means to say, Tizbach v'achalta basar, that there's a din that if you do the shchitas kachim to it, then it will be matal. Do we know that shchitas kachim is a special, it's not that it's chulin. So the cholam is asr and the gizer is asr, and you can feed it to the dogs, it's also like a carbon, you're not allowed to feed to the dogs. It's a din that the shchitas kachim is chal on it, and that shchitas kachim will be matarit to the Yisrael, won't be matarit to the dogs. So it's a svar to say that if you'll shech the sharp sule amigdashim bin mesasek, it'll be no good. Even though the shchita is not done as an avoider, but it's a special din of shchita skotchim needs kavona, that mesasek is no good. That's what Rav Chaim Moshe seems to call it. So they should use the quote the Ramban al Chumash like that. As it says in Dvarim, the heter of the sar taiva, it says when you're in the midbar, that's how one time alone. In the first parak in Kulin, Pezayin, Adaf Yudzan, Pezayin and Bezayin, Zayin, no, Gemara has Machlokes, so the Kibbutz Rabbi Shmuel had to learn Pshat in that Pasuk. That Sar Taiva is one Tana learns, that's how the Rambam writes, that Kol Zman they were in the Midbar, they were prohibited to eat meat unless they would bring it as a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. Such animals that could be brought, let's say they want to eat the deer's meat, or they want to eat chicken, or a duck, they can't be korban on the Beth, and they're permitted to eat that on their own also. But if they want to eat such an animal, they could be korban on the Mizbeach, so they're not permitted to eat it on their own. They'll have to bring it as a korban, and then they're permitted to eat. And once, only when they come into Eretz Yisrael, then they're permitted to have the sar taiva.
On a I think so.
So the... the pasuk says, "Zavachta kasher tzivisicha." What does that mean? When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you want to shecht the sar taiva, chulin you can eat. You want to shecht it and eat it. So it says, "You should shecht the kasher tzivisicha as I have commanded you." What is that alluding to? So the Gemara says that that's alluding to the five of shechita which are halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Should be addressed by halacha havrama v'ikar, and kasher tzivisicha is a remiss to that perush of alpeh. Rabban HaFumish, they write that that's only B'derech HaSmachta, and the Pshuta Shal Mikra means something else. It means that the din of in the Midbar, Mechira, was good enough. As long as you did Mechira Simanim and Atzavah, there was no need for Shchita, an actual act of Shchita with all the din of Shchita. But the only things that needed Shchita were Korbanos. So here the Rabban HaFumish said, Zavachta Kasher Tzivisich, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, then you'll have the head to the Sar Taiva, so then you will be required to do Shchita on Chulin, Kasher Tzivisicho on Kotchim. That's in the Ramban, it sounds as if that there were, not sounds as if, it's quoting from the Gemara, that there were two dinim of Shchita. There's a din of Shchita as Kotchim, and there was a din of Shchita as Chulin. And during the period of the Midbar, there were different din. Then on Shchita as Chulin, the Chino was sufficient. And on Kotchim, and you daf all the Hilcha Shchita. And you come to Eretz Yisrael, so Kasher Tzivisicho, the Hilcha Shchita of Kotchim, now even apply to Chulin. That's the question, once you read this Ramban, so once you get to the Maskana, does it mean that it's the same Hilcha Shchita? Or does it still mean that it's two different Dinim of Shchita? Just we are now applying some of the Dinim of Chulin to Kotchim. But Rav Chaim Eiser assumed like that, that there are two different Dinim of Shchita, that the Din of Misasik, the Shchita's Kotchim is Psula, was only a Din in Shchita. And the Chazon Ish sent in a letter where he quoted a passage of the Ramban, the Machamis, and Rosh Hashanah, the Sugya of Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, where the Ramban proves that mitzvah sriches kavana from that din, that the sasek b'shchita prachim is psula. So you see, the Ramban understood that if not, that the hilcha shchita prachim is different from hilcha shchita chum. The Ramban understood that it's a din in avodas, that avodas hakarbanas are a mitzvah, and a mitzvah needs kavana. If you do the mitzvah without kavana, you're not yet to the mitzvah. You're not yet to the mitzvah. So the korban is not kosher because you didn't do the avodas, the Torah's mitzvah. If you do an avodah and you're not mekayem the mitzvah of the avodas, that's no good. But that was the machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Eiser, what the getter hadin of mesasek b'shchitas kochim that it's psul. So one opinion in Tosis is that shchita lav avodah, he means that shchita is nothing unique to kochim. Shchita just means the same shchita you do for chulin, you should do for kachim. So that's really a question whether that's correct. Rav Chaim Eiser taines that you can say not so, that perhaps his white Tosis has another day. Shchita lav avodah, he means something else. So how does one possibly interpret differently? Shchita lav avodah, what does it mean? Shchita is an avodah. Some you have to say that in all of the avodas, in all of the other avodas, we have two parts to the avodah. One part of the avodah is that the korban has to have the avodah done to it. The chetz of the korban has to have the avodah done to it. And the second part of the din of the avodah is that you need a gavra of a kohen should do the ma'aseh ha'avodah. You have to have a person do the ma'aseh ha'avodah to the korban, and the korban should have the avodah done to it. That's why normally we would require that the person who's doing the avodah has to be in the same makom where the avodah, where the korban has to be to have the avodah done to it. Let's say you have an avodah that has to be done in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So is it sufficient if the, let's say, the Kohen Gadol should spin in the Heichal, and it should be mazed adam all the way through into the Kodesh HaKadosh? Or would you require, no, he has to stand in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Let's say when he's mocked to the Torah with Nai with him. What if he has his feet? What if Rosh HaVeruva of the Kohen is in the Heichal, and he's very tall, Kohen Gadol Meod, and he stretches his hands all the way in, and stretches his hands into the Kodesh HaKadosh, and he does the Haktaras there. So would that be good or not? So the Briska Rav is Mesupik. And the Shurim HaMzrochim, and the Chavav is Mesupik, what the din would be. So the Chayra, the Pashta should be, he says he doesn't have any right. The Chayra, the Pashta is based on this place, it should be, that should be no good. We should always require that the Kohen Ha'ovid should have the same Hechsha Makom as the Korban requirement. That's no good. That's the same as no good. So that you can say either because we need the same Hechsha Makom for the Kohen as we need for the Korban, so then how can a Bishra have this topic? Or you can say differently, that in order to do the Avodah you need a Kohen, and a Kohen is only in the Beis HaMikdash, because when the Kohen is not wearing the big Dekuna, then it's man she'im ikdeim aleim en kunos malem. The big Dekuna only have a din, big Dekuna in the Azar. Chutz l'Azar, they don't have a din of big Dekuna. So the same thing, the Kedushas Kuna Sheba HaMikdash is different from Kedushas Kuna Sheba Gula. He only has the special status of Kohen, Kedushas Kuna Sheba HaMikdash, if he's standing in the Beis HaMikdash. If he's not in the Beis HaMikdash, he's no good. In fact, you have to say it like that. Because the Gemara says, even if the Kohen is standing in the Azar and he has long hair, and a little bit of his hair is sticking out of the Azar, the Gemara says, it's also no good. The Avodah is no good. If you'll require that the Kohen should be in the Kodesh of Kadoshim when he does the Torah. So Lashon HaGemara, maybe he's loved that. Lashon HaGemara Tzitzosa. A little bit of his hair sticking out of the Azar is no good. So even if you'll require that the Kohen should be in the same Makom where the Korban should be offered, namely when he does the Teres every day, he should be in the Heichal, and when he does the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah Lefnei Elohim, he should be in the Lefnei Elohim. Okay, you wouldn't require that every single speck of his body should be there. If Rosh HaVeruva is there, that would be sufficient. So here, this must be that this is a different din. This is a special halacha l'chayr, that in order to endow the coin with the Kedushas Kuna Sheba HaMikdash, you require that the entire coin from top to bottom, from head to toe, should be in the Azar. That's apparently a separate thing. So that's why Azalvala had a sofik, and he claims that he doesn't have any hachroes on this sofik. So you require that the coin should be in the same makom where the avodah is done enough. L'chayr, that should be exactly the difference over here. The pashtus is that by all other avodas, you require that it should be an avodah with a double aspect. The korban should have the avodah done to it, and you should have a kohen do the avodah. So that's why, just like the korban has to be in that makom, the avodah has to be in that makom as well. Ma she'ene came by shchita. That's what the Gemara means. Shchita lav avoda he mitzad the gaver. Shchita only is required as an avoda in the chetz of the korban. The korban should have the avoda done to it, but you don't need that. Any person should do the mitzvah of avoda of the shchita. That's what the halacha says. That's what Tosafos says, that the person who wants to shecht and stay outside of the Azara, he uses a very long knife and shecht long distance. If he won't make it in the Vedas, it will do a good job. And therefore, since you don't require that it should be in the Azara, so maybe you don't require a kohen. Because even if it is a kohen, even if he's wearing a good kohen, if he's going to stand outside the Azara, he doesn't have that level of precious kudushah b'amigdash that would have been required if it would have been an avodah. So Mela Azara is also good. All kachim kachim have to have shchita b'tzar.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
So those
shchitas
share b'tzar. So what we're saying now is, based on the fact that it's
good for
the Zara, then
it's
allowed to stand.
What shchitas b'tzar means the behemoth has to be
in
tzar.
Oh,
it's the
same idea.
Yeah. The kohen may be b'dor. And the Gemara has a machlokes satanayim. One Tana says the kohen has to, the one who does the shchita has to be in the azar. The other Tana says it doesn't have to be in the azar. Next place, what does it have to be in the azar? Just like the kohen doesn't have to be with tzof, and he doesn't have to be in the azar either. He can stand chutz l'azar with a sack and aru and do the shchita like that as well. That's how the Biskirov explains in his chidushim on Menachas on Daf Tes and Aleph, the answer to Tosfos Akasha. The Gemara has there a machlokes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, what does it do? Blila and a mincha chutz l'azar. Would that be good or not? Should I say that since Blila is not an Avoida, so it doesn't have to be done in the Azara, only Avoidas have to be done in the Azara? Or should I say no, even though it's not an Avoida, but it's still a mitzvah, it's one of the kiyumim that you have to do to the carbon, so since it's a kiyum, so it should be done dafke in the Azara. It's not the same as grinding up the flour to make solos from it, so that doesn't have to be done in the Azara. Leaching the flour doesn't have to be done in the Azara, putting a kosher in the Azara, and grinding the flour doesn't have to be done in the Azara. That's not even a kima mitzvah, that's just a achlan. But Lila is one of the mitzvahs, even if it's not an avoda. So the Gemara has a machlech, a fechim shlokish, whether only avodas have to be done in the Azara, or even mitzvahs. How do you know whether something is a mitzvah, something is just a achlan? So the Mishnah Rav talks about that also, on Daf Tes and Aleph Menachos. This is there, Menachos is bothered with a kasha, if he's going to tell me that whatever is not an avoda, doesn't have to be done in the Azara. You mean to tell me that Shechita doesn't have to be done in the Azara? Because Shechita lava avoidahi? How can that be? The Tosafos says, no, you actually need Azara for a different reason. If you're going to shef the Behem of Chutzla Azara, the dam will be nifsal b'yoytze. Of course the Behem has to be in the Azara. So then the Mefarshim on Tosafos Achronim ask Akasha, why will the dam be nifsal b'yoytze? If you have the neck of the Behem, it's a big Behem, so big. Or bigger. So if you have the neck of the behemoth is in the Azara, and the rest, the whole belly, the whole body, and the whole rear part of the behemoth is chutz l'azara. And your shech, the behemoth, the neck will be in the Azara, you do the Kabbalah Saddam, so it won't be nifsal b'yotze. That's not good. The halacha is the whole behemoth, if the tail of the behemoth is chutz l'azara, so the Morris is also not good. The entire behemoth has to be in the Azara, even if the tail. The tail would have been snipped off, would have been good without the tail, but if it has the tail, if the donkey still has the tail on it, and it didn't snip it off, and the tail is wagging out of the Azara at the time that you do the Shechita, so the Gemara says it's no good. After that, even the tip of the tail should be in the Azara. So that's what the Yeskan faces there. The Brisker Rav over there has quoted this saying in the Shir Mamarach of that says that he thinks that that's going to mean Shechita Lava Avodah. That by Shechita you don't have the dual aspect. You only have, it is an Avodah, of course it's the first of the Dalad Avodah Saddam, but it's only an Avodah mitzad the Chetz of the Korban, it's not an Avodah mitzad the Gav. Mitzad the chetz of the korban is an avodah, so you require that the korban should be in the azar. Mitzad the gavri, you don't require that he should be in the azar, and therefore you don't require a kohen. You have such a concept that we get to achilas kochim as well. Achilas kochim is also the Gemara says kohanim also when the balem is kapim achilas achatas. So achilas hakohanim of the kochim is compared to achilas mizbeach, like hakpar adam mizbeach. That's why you need zichrei kohuna. Like Kachi Kachi, when you zikr kun and dafke in the Azara, it's like an act of avodah. So that's why the Rishonim point out that when you eat, when the Kohanim eat the Kachi Kachi, if they eat a kazayis, it's a bigger mitzvah. If they eat less than a kazayis, it's a mitzvah, but it's not as big a mitzvah as if they would have eaten a kazayis. The Gemara says that when they, once they divided the lechem aponim, so the Kohanim were shmuzing amongst themselves. So one of them said, oh, Higyanik to pull. I got the size of a devil. The other guy says, Higyanik is on a paltor. I got a little bit of lachma upon the size of the tail of a rodent. So the Gemara, so the Kaisis Hishanim on the side of that Gemara in Yuma, he asks, what do you mean, Higiani Kipula, Higiani Kizan of Alto, such a tiny amount, that's less than a Kazai, so how are you going to the Mitzvah of Achilas Kachin, to be less than a Kazai, and Achilas Kusin the Kazai? They say that there is a mitzvah less than a kazai, that if you would eat more than a kazai, there would be a bigger mitzvah. And then they interpret the Gemara like that. Gemara says that when the Kohanim would fight over dividing the lachma upon him, so after acharei kechlos hakol, after the whole fight was all over, they would get next to nothing. And then it says v'hatznuim moshkim esidei, that the Kohanim who were able didn't fight, and they just never got any lachma upon him. So the place of Sishanah on the side of the Gemara says, what was the edelkeit? So they lost their chance to fulfill the mitzvah. Isn't there an Indian to fight about getting a mitzvah? To try to get a mitzvah? So Tesis Yisharim says, if they would have known in advance that they're going to turn out with a kazai some more, it would have been worth fighting. But since they knew that they're not going to get a kazai, they're going to get less than a kazai, even though there is a mitzvah, but it's only a partial mitzvah. And the mitzvah, which the Musa is only, if you have a kazai some more, therefore it wasn't worth fighting. So what's the deal? So I think the Beis Halevi has a little bit about this. And others explain that what it means is the following, that in Achilas, Kotche, Kotchen, it's also like an Avoida, that's why you require Zichri Kunim, and it should be done Dachkin the Yazar. And as an Avoida, so it has these two aspects to it, that it's an Avoida Mitzah, the Chetze, that the Chetze of the Korban is eaten up. From the pasuk that not only is there a din that or ha'oila goes to the Kohanim, it's a din by all or kochi kochim. Or kochim kohanim does not go to the Kohanim. Or kochim kohanim goes to the balakor. But the or kochi kochim goes to the Kohanim. That's one of the many differences between kochi kochim and kochim kohanim. But Yeruchim Pella always likes to have collector's items that he collects, that he has over here on this, with respect to this din of or ha'oila. He quotes the psik, there's a medish psik mizutis written by one of the Rishonim. And the psik mizutis that he writes in two places that the Or Kachim Kalim also went to the Kohanim. He says, sorry to say that it's wrong. It's against Mishnayis and Zvachim, it's against many sources that the Or Kachim Kalim went to the Kohanim. Or Kachim Kachim went to the Kohanim. Then there's a din of Nitua. It says, Nitachoy Sov Nin Socheho. The Gemara says in the first parak in Fulin, Loi Nisachoho Nin Socheho. The Sunni of Roy. The Gemara says, you don't just take the carbon oil and you cut it up in pieces. There is specific halakim how you have to divide it. And the Mishnayis in Yuma tell you exactly what the Nisachem are. You're not allowed to cut them into tinier pieces. Loi Nisachoho Nin Nisachoho. Who did the Hepshit and Nituach? Had it be done by Kohan? Not, Bukhara not. That's not an Avodah, that's a mitzvah. It can be done by Azar also. I think some Rishonim say that it's mitzvah of a Hatfilah to be done by the Balakor. Some say that Shtita, since Shtita shared the Zar, so mitzvah of a Hatfilah is that it should be done by the Balakor himself. Whatever he does, need a claim to do. So it's a mitzvah of Yosef and Mishloch, he should do it himself. He should do everything himself. Whatever he can do himself, if I'm not a Kohen. I can't do the Kabbalah, Havachas, Yukas, I have to have a coin, he has to do it. And that's a Shaila in the Gemara, when the coin does the Avodah that I can't do, is that the Torah Shlucha? Hanikani Shlucha Didan or Shlucha de Rachmanim? Is he my Shliach? Or is he, is not my Shliach? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it can't be my Shliach, because Milsa, the Yul Lamatzi Yavi, Shaliach Lamatzi Mashvi. If I myself am not a coin, and I can't do the avoid of Kabbalah Halacha and Zrika, so how can I appoint a kohen to do it for me? It should be considered as if I did it. Considered as if I did it is no good. I'm not a kohen. It can't be that the shlucha did done. It has to be that it's that the shlucha de Rachman. If the Rabbanu Shalom tells the kohen that I have to be makruv the korban, it's not that it's doing it because shlucha is from it. The Torah says you can bring either an oilas behemo or you can bring an oilas ha'oy. So it says v'hikri vo ha'kohen loshen zocher loshen yochid v'hikri vo. So Rashi writes, why is loshen yochid? Afilo peda achas yavi. You can even bring a korban of one oil. Why do you need a pasuk to be mamed that you could even bring a carbon of one, right? Do you need a pasuk to bring a carbon of one behemoth? No, it says bring one behemoth. Why do we need all of a sudden a pasuk over here? Because we know that there is a din, so the Brisker Rav has an arichas on this in the sefer. We know that there is a din of kinin that sometimes the Torah requires you have to bring a pair of offerings, you have to bring two Torah, two bnei yonah. So it would appear from the Gemara increases that testament almost that when it comes to a carbon ha'oth, the carbon bishleimuso is if you have two, either two ofos, or the oath comes in conjunction with a behemoth. You have sometimes in the Chumash an oath that doesn't come with another oath, it comes with a behemoth, but it doesn't come on its own. An oath on its own, you don't have. So that's why you have to be marbe a pasuk v'hikri v'o that afila pei da'achas yavid. The Torah says you can even bring one off alone, but when you bring one off alone, the Brisker Rav explains that's considered an incomplete problem. That's considered like a chatzit problem. That's a chiddush. That's why the Gemara says in Pesach and Pesach and Aleph that this is only by an oilas nedovah that you can have a preda achas. One bird, preda means a bird, but by an oilas chayva you can never have preda achas. An oilas chayva when the Torah requires when the Torah is mechayvos to bring a korban ha'oiv, so then it has to be a korban sholem. Complete carbon, and the carbon shown by Yoifus means that it should be two ofas or an open conjunction with a bain. That's how the Gemara establishes the din that a Gersh and his Geyer is obligated to bring a carbon. So what carbon does he have to bring? So if he wants, he can bring an oilas bain. And if he wants to save himself a lot of money, he can bring an oilas oif. There's no halacha that he has to bring dafkin over them, he can bring an oilas oif. That oilas oif that he brings, does it have to be two, or is it enough if it's one? So the Gemara says you can't get away with one over here, even though the Ikrivo teaches us that you can bring a filo predach ziyavi, that's only because it's an adobe here. But the Peres Chayvo, loy matzino, you never find that you get away with one oif. And the Brisker Rav in a sefer quote from the Mabit and the Kiryas sefer, who makes the same comment on the Rambam sheet is that by Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, you have to bring an oilas riya. But we have the Gersh in the Gemara that the oilas riya has to be an oilas behemah. And the Rambam had the Gersa that you are Yotze with an Oilas Oif. How many Oilas do you have to bring? So the Kiryas Sefer by the Matid writes on that Rambam, Hilchos Chagiga, that you have to bring a minimum of two. How does he know it has to be two? So he says, that's what the Gemara said, increases, that's enough. Lamatzinu, you never find an Oilas Ha'oif for Bechoivo Predachas. Why not? Because we consider that an incomplete carbon. The complete carbon has to be a pair of Ophos. Nefesh kisakri by korban mincha. Mincha is a kotshi kotshin. All menachas are kotshi kotshin. It's only eaten by zikri kuhun in the azona. Why does it say nefesh? And Rashi says that Rashi doesn't quote. Gemara says. Rashi has a different medrash. Gemara says nefesh means that it's not brought the shutzis. All other korbanos can be brought to shutzis here. The Torah Tmini quotes it. The menachas kuf down in the days. Hakol boin b'shutzis b'tzim v'chol nidreihem. V'chol nidreihem asher yakrivu. Many people can join together. But the Sibik HaKosim El HaMincha Sheyem HaBo Nefesh, the one exception to the rule is a Mincha that is not Bo B'Shutfis. If the Mincha is not Bo B'Shutfis, how do you have a Minchas Tzibur? There are a lot of Jews in the world, but only one Jew. So that's the answer to the prayer that the Tzibur is not the same as a Shutfis. Shutfis means that there are many people who join together. And Tzibur means that if one year. The Gemara raises the question, when a man is Mafish and Mincha and he dies, what do you do with the mincha? Does he go to Yerusha to his children and it's carved on their behalf? But then it's a mincha bo b'shutfas? Or do you say, no, it's not carved on behalf of the children at all? Let's say, a gershon meis, bein lo yorshin, and before he died, he was mafish a mincha. So he mafish the mincha after he died. Who is it offered on behalf of a dead person? On behalf of nobody. You bring a carved mincha, a carved. No one is yet to the mincha. Have a carbon, so you mark within Adam and Beth, even if nobody's yet to the mitzvah. So what about not a Yershim Eish Meinu Yershim? It's Yershim Eish, the Yesh will come and become a Yershim. And he was mafish a carbon mincha while he was alive. So if he was mafish a chatos, that's a separate halacha, chatos a meish by lehel, and he saw as well. You have to lock it up in a room and let it die from starvation. And Oshem is machloi to Satanayim, we pass them Oshem is not the same as chatos. One time holds Oshem, but Blazer holds Oshem, the same as chatos. We pass them, not like a Blazer. But what about a mincha and the balako and all other korbanos? When the man dies, he makrev it. So the Gemara says he makrev it and the children. If the man dies and he left yorshim, so the yorshim, whoever they happen to be, children or other relatives, are considered The Bale HaKarvin, so the Gemara asks, but how can it be makar v'mincha mi'ech of shutzvim? It's not bought the shutzvim. So the Gemara answers that the
Bible had it's a shutzvim.
That's the Gemara's kasha.
What's
not
the shutzvim? Who's the shutzvim?
The Yorshim. Man died, they leave two or more children. What's the shutzvim? What they make a halukah, and either one should take mincha, and the other should take something else. Okay, they'll do that, is fine. But the Gemara wants to know, what if they want to be makir the mincha b'shutzis? Can you do that? Isn't that a violation of this din nefesh? So the Gemara says, not in violation. It's not in violation. Even if they don't do a halukah, there's no problem. Why? Because the Gemara says, the karbonis were never designated that b'shas hakdosha the karbonis uhub yeshu for the sake of the father. So when he dies, through the rock children that indicate that the karbonis go be Yerusha and they put it on behalf of the children, but they don't get a real full kapar. The Gemara says it's not mikiva mechapra, it's only mikufio mechapra. Again, that word mikufio means a superficial kapar. They only get, they are only considered superficially and partially and in a light fashion, bali hakarbon. So therefore, this is not considered a violation of the din of nefesh. It's only a violation of nefesh. If you have a mincha habo, the shutzvus with the bale hakorbin who are miskapin mikivro, the real full-fledged bale hakorbin consists of a shutzvus. But here it's only mikufio, so that's not a violation. There's a din that you have to do malicha on all the karbonis. It says the feirish in the chumash, you have to do malicha on the korban mincha. Licha on the karbonis has nothing to do with getting out the blood. The mincha doesn't have any blood. So then you have to do malicha on all karbonis. In fact, the Rambam writes that the malicha on the karbon mincha is more chomer than malicha on all the other karbonis, because the malicha on the karbon mincha is ma'akeh. The Rambam passes loy malach is possible by mincha. By the other karbonis, it's loy malach, it can't be possible. It's impossible. How can it be possible? By the other karbonis, what do you do malicha on? On the dam. You don't do malicha on the dam. You only do malicha on the emurim. The emurim, if you're not makta, then the carbon is kosher anyway. Once you did this, you can say, Adam Hakhtar, the emurim is not miyakit. But on a mincha, what do you do the melicha? You do the melicha on the kaimets, and the kaimets has to be karva gabi and hudas. If you makra the kaimets with that room melicha, it's considered as if you didn't do the hakravas hakaimets properly. So the Rambam passion is against the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Loi Malach is kosher. The Rambam passion is like a different town that Loi Malach on the mincha is possible. On other carbonis, he's not able to say that Loi Malach is possible. It can't be possible. Yes, you're not going to say that mitzvah of Haktar. Rabbi Nezer was the Rebbe in Sachachav, a Chassidish Rebbe. So he quotes once in a rare while, he quotes from the Sachachav Rav, who is the son-in-law of the Nesivis. Kiddushin. So he quotes over here on this din, that the Sochet Shavu Rav says in the name of the Nesivis that the mitzvah of Melichas Karbonis can be, the mitzvah derives from Melichas Karbonis can be fulfilled by using sugar, just the same as using salt. Salt and sugar is the same, exact same thing, just has a different flavor. Basically, it's all the same thing. I don't know. The Pashto says that it's not. Salt and sugar are not the same. That's the quote. Sochet Shavu Rav said in the name of the Nesivis that you can be yetzer in the mitzvah derais and melichas karbonis by using sugar. There's a deal in Achrayim where you can salt meat for the purpose of getting out the blood by using sugar. There's no halacha l'moshe b'simcha that you need dafka salt. If you can get the blood out with using some other chemicals, is also good. Halacha that the reason why the Gemara says use salt because salt contains a certain chemical that does the trick that removes the blood. In fact, the previous Satmar Rebbe passed away. He used to find out that all the salt that we use is no good. The salt in the meat. He said that his non-Mishnah, they used to use salt from the ocean. They used to take ocean water and they used to evaporate it, and the salt didn't evaporate. So that's what they used to use for salt. And now they use salt from the ground, salt from the mines, and it's a different chemical makeup, and it's a slightly different chemical makeup. So he said, Miyodeya, who knows if this kind of salt is good for removing all the blood? Maybe the Chachmei HaTalmud only used, we know that the Mishnah is that they used to use salt that came from the river. Gemara has in Shabbos daf on Gimel Haiman Nukamet Milcha Minilchasa, but they would have the ocean water would come in tiny little streams, and then the sun would beat down on it, and the water would evaporate, and then it would be full of salt. That's the way they got salt from ocean water. They didn't get salt by mining it from the ground. But the Satmar Rebbe said, previous Satmar Rebbe said, that maybe the salt that they sell in all the stores, you have to have salt with the hashgacha now, that it should be good for salting meat, in other words. Why? That it should be ocean salt.
But they are different. Ocean salt is much more alkaline, not just salt.
So that's the question. Is that the chemical that's crucial for removing the blood? So he said, how do we know? Maybe that's the chemical that you need. It is a slight difference. They say that the Kleisenberger Rebbe said about this comment that the Satmar Rebbe said. He says, I don't know, they're both very sharp. He said, I don't know if he's right or he's wrong, but he thinks that we should listen to the Satmar Rebbe because the Satmar are experts at Satan blood. Destroying people's blood out. He used to harass anyone who disagreed with their shita. He used to harass. That's what he said around 30 years ago. I don't know if he's right or wrong, but we ought to be machmal, I think, because they're experts at Satan blood. No, the blood, Le'olam, the Tosis points out in Beitza and other places, that Dam Levon Shalot Pirish is Mutter. That if you have a piece of meat, even if you have, let's say, a liver that's all full of blood, if you don't squeeze out the blood, then if you rinse off the piece of meat and there's no blood on the surface, no Dam Bien, you have blood inside every piece of meat in the capillary, the Tosis says you're permitted to eat that. There's no Isa Dam on that. There's no Isa at all of Dam. The only time you have an Isa Dam is if the Dam is Pirish. If it left its original position. So why do you ever have to salt the meat for? So don't squeeze out the blood and don't drink it separately. So the answer is no. If you're going to cook your chicken or your meat in a pot, so when you cook it, the hot water, the heat is going to cause the blood to go out, and the soup is going to be all full of blood. It's going to go out, it's going to go back in. So the blood is going to be perished from the mouth. It's going to go out, or it's going to move around in the meat. So that's why you have to salt the blood. So then the Gemara says, once you've salted the blood properly, so whatever blood, and a lot of blood doesn't come out. So whatever blood doesn't come out from a normal process of salting, we declare is juice of the meat. And that doesn't bother me. And later on, even if I'll take that and I'll squeeze it out and I'll drink it in a cup, that's mutter. I say that's the juice of the meat. That's moel beyond. It's not really juice of the meat. It's the same blood that came out before. But this is halacha. The halacha says that the only blood that's labeled as blood is the blood that will normally come out during the process of salting. So that's why it's important to know exactly how long the process, how much salt you have to have. If you're just going to put one speck of salt on a piece of chicken, you're going to say all the blood came out, whatever remains behind is juice. That's a fraud. So you have to salt it properly. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses how much salt do you need on a piece of meat. How long does it have to sit in and salt it, and so on. In Takriv Minchas Bikurim Lashem, Rashi says, Im Zeh is not a Rishus. Im usually means if you want to do this, if you want to do that. Here it means that you're obligated to do this. This parasha is referring to the Minchas HaOmer that you're obligated to bring on Pesach, on the first day Chol HaMoed of Pesach. This has to be Geres Carmel. What does the word Carmel mean? So the Gemara says, Carmel was Rach Umole. Rashi quotes it. Rach means that it should be fresh. If you're going to save some old tzvur from last year, it's not going to be rough, it's not going to be soft, it's going to be hot because it's dried out already. And molei means, Rashi quotes Rach molei. Molei means that it should be fully ripe, and it's bashal kol tzorkei. That's what Rashi writes a few times in Perek Rebbe Shmuel and Masechus Menachos. At the Mincha So'omer, you have to bring it from Sa'orim, from barley. There are only two Menachos that come from barley. All other Menachos come from wheat. Barley is a Michael Bainer, so the only two is Minchas Seifel and Minchas Seifel. Minchas Seifel, the Gemara gives you a reason why. Which says, she did a Maisa Bainer. She did a Maisa Bainer not to be faithful to her husband, so we bring a carbon for her, which is a Michael Bainer. What about the Minchas Seifel? What's the problem with the Minchas Seifel? Manishtan and Minchas Seifel.
First question is Basho. Isn't it the first name is Basho?
Still, if it's Michael Behemoth, the Gemara holds that Michael Behemoth is not proper that you should use it for a mincha. It should really be chitin, Michael Adam. So why should the mincha? So the Gemara gave a reason for mincha soita, but what's the reason over here for mincha soita? So in the Chassidish Svarim they say because the mincha soimer is brought on Pesach, and the Shtei Lechem is brought on Shavuos, and on Pesach Pesach is the Yantav of Emunah. Only you say this Emunah when it's Galut and Reis on Pesach. And Shavuos is the Yantav of Kabbalah Sartori. So Emunah is not supposed to be with philosophy, with Hakiris, and with proofs, and with dissertations. Learning is supposed to be like that. So on Shavuos, when we celebrate Man Matan Torah, you celebrate Kabbalah Sartori. So then you bring a Mincha from Chikim, which is Michael Adam. The Adam is supposed to use his brain and learning Torah. Hashem came on Pesach, which is the Yom Tov of Amunah, so we're not supposed to use our seichel so much. We're not supposed to act like an idiot. But the pasuk we took from Saint Tehillim about David HaMelech, he says his Amunah is like a behemoth. Lo taragal afikim ran ki nafshu tari alecha Hashem, whose desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a natural desire, like an ayol, like the gazelle can instinctively detect where the water is in the forest, even though the even though never saw the water, can't smell it, somehow there's a natural instinct. So that's man's closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Man's Amunah should be an instinctive one. And David HaMelech says, what's the pasuk? What's the lashon ha-pasuk? Bahama isani itoch. Something like that. Pasuk in Kim. That's one pasuk. Yeah, but then there's another pasuk that says, you gotta remember where the pasuk is. Bahama isani itoch. I think that's what the pasuk says. It's like a behemoth. The person is supposed to be Mevara, that he has this historical tradition of all the Yesodis HaAmunah. And that's all. You're not supposed to Hakir this so much. That's what the Sarah Hasidish is from, right? That's why the Torah designated the, that's why the Torah singled out the Min HaSa'imah, that it should also be Min HaSa'orim. It should be Michael Behemoth in the Kevon. Anyway, here there's a din that it has to be Mubushalas Kol Sark has to be fully right. The Brisker Rav in the Shiurim on Perek Rav Ishmael pointed out that he doesn't know, that's what he quoted his name, he's not aware of any sources whether this requirement applies to other minachas as well. Every minach has to be in a Rishalas called Sarka, or is it sufficient if it's Hebi Ashlish, or maybe it's even good if Lo Hebi Ashlish? What's it then if you have Chitin for Lo Hebi Ashlish, or you have Sorin for Mincha Sorin, or Shalai Hebi Ashlish, or didn't grow Shlish Bishuda? So for the purposes of Tumas and Maisus, you're probably. For the purpose of Hakashas Trumas and Maisis, it's only terrible if Hevi Ashlish. If Hevi Ashlish, I say it's 8 B'Alma. Why? I have to taste 8 B'Alma. You can eat it. Grind it up. It'll taste okay. It may not taste as good as when it's fully ripe, but it'll still be edible. So the Gemara Rasham, the first paragraph, learns out from the Pasuk that you only have to Hakashas Trumas and Maisis on such grain, Hevi Ashlish, because Zoram also Matzmiach, if you plant it in the ground, it would be able to sprout up again. Hasheni Kane. If you take a kernel of grain that's Adain Lo Hevi Shlish, that's not Zorin or Matzmiach. They wouldn't be able to grow. So that's only a pasuk v'negeyeh to tevel, to Trumas and Maisis. What about v'negeyeh to Chala? Chala, there is no pasuk. So there is an Achleges HaTanoim, in the Mishnah and Chala, the first Perek and Chala. Tvua Shlo Hevi Shlish, is it Chai v'Chala or not? So one Tana holds that it's not Chai v'Chala, because there is a pasuk that makes a hekish between Chala, and the end of Parshas Koyach, the pasuk says, it should be Makish Chala, and it's considered similar to HaFrash's Kuma. But just like HaFrash's Kuma only applies if it's Hevi Ashlish, so too, Chala is only as Hevi Ashlish. And we don't pass them like that. We pass them against that Chala. We don't hold them that Hevish. We pass them, even if the Tua is Loi Hevi Ashlish, it's also Chayvim Chala. And then the Yushalmi says, what about HaMoitzi Rechem HaOretz, and what about HaMatzeh? What if you have Chitim or Sorim that's Loi Hevi Ashlish, and you made matzah out of it, would you be yotze? So the Yerushalmi says that would depend. It is machlev the satanayim, but lo yin hachachamim, I think, regarding chiyuv chala. Because it says by chala, v'hoi b'cholchem b'lechem ha'oretz. It has to be lechem. So the machlev the satanayim is, zorim ha'matzmiach, is a din in trumas ha'maisis, what has it got to do with lechem? So one tana holds that, based on the hekish, I say that it's a din of lechem as well. So once you derive from trumas ha'maisis to chala, then from chala you say that it applies also to matzah, and to chum. You say it applies to matzah. To chametz, it will be chametz. Everybody agrees to that. Machlokes HaTanaim is whether matzah would be good if the tool is lo hevi shlish. We pass my law that it's good for matzah and yichayid and chametz. It's called lechem. The other time, I think it's Reb Lezer holds that it's not chayid and chalav. And it's not called lechem legabi matzah. Legabi chametz, the Yerushalmi assumes that it is bole dechinitz. It is bole dechinitz, so chametz it would be. It is no requirement for lechem. So that's the whole discussion that appears in the Gemara. From the beginning to the end, those are all the sources. It doesn't say anywhere else, what's the din of a carbon mincha? It doesn't say what's the din of a carbon mincha. So Mishur Mamenach is Perek Avishma, but Gavala is Mesupik, whether this comment of Rashi that the Minach HaSayim has to be in fact Muvashel is called Tzarka means that it's more than Hevi Yeshvish. It's more than Hevi Yeshvish. Is Mustafik, is that only a din in Minach HaSayim? Because it says Karmel Rachel Malay, because it says Aviv, either from the word Aviv or from the word Malay, but it doesn't apply to other Menachis. Or should I assume that it's a din in all Menachis? That you need Malay. And if you should assume that it's not a din in all Menachis, so what will it then be in all Menachis? The problem with the din will be that you don't even need Hevi Shvish. The din will be that even Kodem Havar Shvish. Kodem Havar Shvish also. You need some Shia though. Kodem Havar Shvish, but you still need Shachas. You need some Shia. That's why I didn't talk about that. Bachala. Torah says that when you bring a shlomim in that zone, in addition to all the other chaylev, you have to be makir also the aliyah. The aliyah was karv agabi hamizbeya, even though it's not chaylev lahedyon. We permitted to eat an aliyah on a behemah skumim. Not everything that was karv agabi hamizbeya is also mitam chaylev. There is a machlekes rishonim in the opposite direction. Is it possible to have an isa chaylev on some fat that was never karv agabi hamizbeya? So the Tosfos in the middle of Eilat Trefis, the Gemara has a sugya about exactly what parts of the animal are called chaylev and what parts of the animal are called shuma. Isa chaylev only applies on behemoth, and chayyot is not chaylev. But we rarely eat chayyot. Some people are now interested in that because there's a whole scandal with the nikur. Not exactly sure whether the butchers are properly doing nikur. So some people want to start a new trend now. We should all eat deer's meat. There won't be any problem, huh? The problem with the shkut also, the din is you can chef the deer, but you have to know how to chef it. The shokhtim who are used to chefing behemoths will have to start retraining themselves to chef the deer. There won't be any problem of nika. So that's a big machlek. Place that has 2 days, and the Mordechai has a machlek that's been a farm that have been a yom mibunin and an asik and a ramodah. I'm more close to machlek is it shaykh to have a chaylev, which is also the hedyot, which was never karev al-gabi ha-mizbeya. The reverse, we know is possible. Aliyah is karev al-gabi ha-mizbeya, and it was never nesa lehedyot. So the question is, can it be the reverse? Because somehow that the isa chaylev, that's how it sounds from the chumash, that the isa chaylev adam, the hedyot, are because these are designated for gavoya. These are supposed to be karev al-gabi ha-mizbeya. That's how the Tzav Sofer interprets the Gemara in the beginning of Gid Anoshe. The Gemara says when you're makriv of the heima al gabi hamizbeach, so you have to remove the gid anoshe because of the din of mimash kisol min amuta liisol. We're not allowed to eat the gid anoshe, so we're not permitted to burn it on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says mashki Yisrael. So how do you makriv chelav adam al gabi hamizbeach? So a pasuk in the Torah again, a pasuk in the Cheskel, chelav adam. So the Gemara says no, shani chelav adam, it's also pekach. That's an exception to the rule. It says in the Torah that you makriv al hamizbeach can't be kach, but gid anoshe doesn't say black and white. So we have a right to say that the pasuk in the Cheskel limits us in being makrav begin on Elsha Gamit. So the Ksav Sefer in the Sefer of Kiddush Makulim says that when the Gemara says Shaini Chedev Dam Mitzvah Sebekach, it doesn't just mean Zeh Yoitzim in Akwal, it's Mepurish. No. It says Mitzvah Sebekach, the reason why we are prohibited to eat it is because it's Karav Agavi HaMizbeach. It has to start off It's being crushed. So now you can't turn around and say, well, how can you do Mafradagam Mizbeach? We're not allowed to eat it. No! The reason why we're not allowed to eat it is because it's designated for the Mizbeach. The only time you have a din of Mashki Som and Amutal Yisrael, something is trace, starts off as a din of Macholos Hashem. Something is trace, so just like it's not proper for us to eat it, it's not proper to give the Mizbeach trace for food. But if it starts off, this is such a holy thing, this is only designated for the Mizbeach, Chel of Adam, it's Vasa. And then because it's so holy and it's so designated for the Mizbeach, it's so separated, that's why the Torah says we're not allowed to eat it at all. So now you can't turn around and say, oh, the Mashki is so. No. The reason why we're not allowed to eat it is because the Tzvasa in the Hikar of Agavim is there. So according to the way he interprets the Gemara, the Tzvasa Pekata, the passage in Yiram Asher, it should follow. That's how I think Rav HaRishon held that it's impossible to have the Chelev, which is also the Hedyot, which was never Karav Agavim in the Sphere. Because the whole piece of the Hedyot has to stem from the Tzvasa Pekata. But that's the Machlokes. That's what the Tesis and the Mordechai had a big Machlokes. That was one of the points of the main argument was how to read the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says that you have to have three conditions in order to determine something as Chelev. It has to be Toysav, Krum, Tinikla. That's that three conditions. So the Hadam Machlok is how to read that. That's a description of different kinds of fats. So what fats exactly, what types of fats are you describing? So the original Machlok is how to read the words. And based on this, what some Rishonim came out that a certain kind of fat is also, even though Chulin is never Karagam in Beah, the basis says as a side point, hey, that's impossible. How can Chelev be also the Hedyot? There was never Karav Agam Mizbeach. The other Shem, no, that's not a problem. The Gemara says you cannot be Makar of Ben Pekua as a Kodim because you can't do Shchita. After that four avoid, Shchita Kabbalah HaLoch is written. Shchita is not Kala of Ben Pekua. No. Rashi claims it's a machlokes in the Gemara with the Dalet Tzimah and Machsher Rachmana. Tosa says there is no such machlokes. According to Rashi, this would be a machlokes, but it can be Machsher of a Ben Pekua. But Tosa says there never was such a machlokes. Never was such a machlokes. Huh? Rashi says that Ben Pekua is no good, not because Shechita is not Shabbat, but because it's the Yom Tov. Okay. The Gemara has a machlokes where we say Dalet Tzimah and Machsher Rachmanes. Are you able to shef the Ben Pekua because you can always shef the Ben Pekua based on the Konan Ereshit? Those are called the two Tzimah. So Rashi learns there's a Gemara that you say I'm a Ben Pekua Dalet Tzimah. You can either sheft it with its own neck, or you can sheft it via shefting its mother's neck. Either be lying, the mother's shechita has its own shechita. So I just asked the Kashi, which he answered, oh yes, if you can share, if Rashi holds, la loch, the Dalit, the Mana Machshav Rachman, and you can either share, you can share the Ben Pekua, you can either be lying on the Shechita that has been the mother, you can share it itself, and if you share it, it's solid in Shechita. So how does the Gemara make a flat statement without any machlokes? The Gemara says you may not use the Ben Pekua as a carpet, because it's a, because you can't do Shechita. So he says that if you look there in Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that Ben Pekua is not good because it can't do Shechita. He says because it's a Yoytzeh, which it means whenever the mother's womb didn't naturally push out the baby. So if the mother's dead already, and then the baby comes out. First you check the mother, and then the blood comes out. So that's called a Yoytzeh. And even if the blood comes out, Derech HaRechem, that's defined Al-Pidin as a Yoytzeh. That's how the Rav Shalom says. That's defined Al-Pidin as a Yoytzeh. So that means whenever the mother's body didn't naturally push out the baby. That's a shaila. What if you had induced labor? Some rabbanim years ago used to hold that. If you have induced labor, it means that the mother's body didn't naturally push out the baby. So if the induced labor was done on Shabbos and the baby was born on Shabbos, so Yetzir Dothan, the meal is not Dothan next Shabbos. So the thing is that a Yetzir Dothan is not, the meal is not Dothan next Shabbos. That's not generally accepted. We assume today, it's generally accepted today that induced labor just means that we somehow got, that we were ma'ira, the natural forces of the mother's body, to naturally push out the baby. Not that the body is no longer, she needed her nutrition, she needed her vitamins or whatever. After we gave her the injection of whatever chemical they give, so then the natural forces of the mother's body are not strong enough to push out the baby. But years ago there were rabbanim who used to pass one thing, but when I was in Jewish slave, they said in Greece it's not that. It is Teperechem, but it wouldn't be. Yetzir Deifen doesn't have Kedin Abed. It's not called a Leida. The Torah has a din that you mentioned before, the din of Soru Dvash. What's the Yisar of Soru Dvash? Soru means comets. Dvash, Rashi says, three B'chom Seekers, three. Soru Dvash. You're not permitted to be makri comments al gabi hamizbech, and you're not permitted to be makri free on the sikas free. The two exceptions to the rule that the Torah has on korban reishis takri goyson. So what are they? Mayesh l'chavahavi. So Rashi says shtei alechem shel atzeres is comments. Shtei alechem ashivus is comments. And bikurim is minat bash for the chayes. Bikurim teinim etmorim. These are the two exceptions to the rule. Yeah, that's not korban gabin hamizbeh. You have 40 matzahs by a korban toida, so 10 of them are chomets and 30 of them are matzahs. The family, that's not a yotzei mechal, the Ramban says, that's not a yotzei mechal ha'chomets, because that's not korban gabin hamizbeh. But these are considered a yotzei mechal. How come the shtel lechem is not korban gabin hamizbeh either? Why are eating? Nothing is korban gabin hamizbeh, but the kurim is not korban gabin hamizbeh either. The family, these are called korban gabin hamizbeh. Why? Because something is Korva Gam is there in conjunction with it. So by there also the commentator is also Korva Gam is there. But how come the ten comments we can not the ten lachamim of the Lach Mitoida are not Korva Gam is there? So that's not an exception to the rule. These are strange, the Ramban points it out. This is an exception to the rule and that is not. The Gemara has a drasha on this. The Gemara in the third parak in Sochim books of Russia from an office from Dachmun Pes. And I've been of Sorat Vash for a Sakiru Mimenu. See the Torah Ibn Yusuf, it's in an office, Dachmun Pes, and now. Paul Sorat Vash, Torah Ibn Yusuf, Sorat Vash, Torah Ibn Yusuf, Hei Miela Kulo, the whole comet. I have a Mincha, and I did a Knitsa, the whole Mincha is comet, and I did Knitsa, and I want to be Makhtar the comet. Because I mean, how do you know that even if you're not Makhtar the whole comet, Palmoloy Makol? A rugam in ayin, chamamam a ki ko. Ki ko sar v'chol drash. So when you have ki, ko, the Gemara has a whole discussion in Pesachim that you're darshing two different drashes. One drash on ko. Ko sometimes means ko deru, even a little bit. And you're darshing ki ko as if it said ko twice. So what are you darshing over here? Ein yelo kulo miktos minan tamalayma ko. Even a ko deru. A rugam in ayin tamalayma ki ko. As if it says ko twice. Another ko deru. What is this referring to? The Gemara has there in Menachas HaMachlekes Abayi V'Rava, what's going on? Rava holds Ein Koimetz Pachas Mishtei Zeis. That's how the Gemara says. When you do a Kmitza, the din is that the Koin has to do Kmitza on a Mincha with his own hand. You're not supposed to take a spoon and scoop it out. And his own hand, he could be a giant, he could be a midget. And Mishnah says that this is one of the dinim that depends on how big he is, or the Koin God, let me put that aside, Maluk. Mishnah says you don't use an instrument to figure it out. It all depends. The same din that we have on drinking on Yom Kippur. Is Malay Lugmav, that depends. Ashenikin on Yom Kippur, that's for service agasa, whether you're the size of Oymar HaBosh or whether you're a midget. But there are these dinim are all put together in Mishnah. That Malay Chofna, Kharasanim on Yom Kippur, and Kemitze, and several other dinim, all depend how large the person's body is. So the Gemara has a machlok. What if the coin is a small coin and he's going to do klitzin? Is it possible to do klitzin you should have less than two kizaisis? That's machlok is abai the rabbi. The rabbi says, Ein koimit pachas mishnei zaisis. So if I would only have the din kisor dvash lo saktim, then I would have put only kuloi. If you mark the whole koimit, which is Ein koimit pachas mishnei zaisis. Now that it says kolsar, kol means kolderu, even a small amount, means miktsasa. Miktsasa means even if it's less than the entire kolmit, but you still need a kishir. What's the shir? A kizayis. But if you mock the less than a kizayis now, then it continues to say a ruvaminayim. A ruvaminayim, what if you don't have a kizayis of chomets? You have a chatsi kizayis of chomets and a chatsi kizayis of non-chomets. You want mock the entire mincha. one part of the mincha you were machmis, and the other part of the mincha you're not machmis. And the kohen goes and he does kmitza, or not kmitza, whatever. You have part of what the makar agamim is there is chametz, and part is not. And you don't have a shir kazayis in the chametz nigger part. So Rava says that that's the pshat in the brayse, eruva minayin, that hefter mitzaret liyisa. And this is the makar for the din, that hefter mitzaret liyisa in kachin. Doesn't necessarily mean in kol tarakul, but we pass from kol tarakul. No, but this is the makar for the din in kachin. Mishras is the makar for who? Well, gives you an explanation. Why is the whole suya? And Abaye disagrees with Rava, and Abaye says that yesh kamit pachas mishnei zayis. A kamit can't be less than one zayis, but it can be less than two zayis. So if you wouldn't have the pasuk kol to be marba kol to who, so you would have thought that you need kula. So what's kula? The whole kamit, which is more than a kazayis. Talmud loymak kol. That it teaches you even miktosis. And miktosis tells you that you don't even need a kazayis. If you don't need a kazayis, what shear do you need? No shear? Chotze shear? There's no shear. So if you don't need a shear, then you can't say the next drasha, a Reuven Menayin tells you that hetan et tarpelis. Hetan et tarpelis, you only need it. You need a shear. So the shear doesn't have to consist only of chomets, saradrash. It can consist of part saradrash and part hetan. Hetan is miktosis. But if you hold like Abai holds, that you don't even need a shear, even less than a kazayis also, so what is a Reuven? So Eruva tells you that it's not, Eruva means what is the Tarubis. Tarubis is a technical term that means that it's Masara, the Heter, and it's not Niker. And you can't even recognize it. You're unable to separate it. I would have thought that it's Bakul Baroi. Let's say Tam Tiker. Tam Tiker, the Rishonim say, only applies with respect to Yisuri Achil. If you're going to eat it, then you're going to taste the Tam. When you're talking about Makhtazan, Agabe, and Mizdech, and Mizdech can't tell a difference. Mizdech does not taste the difference between the chametz dikur part in this and the non chametz dikur part. So the whole principle of tam tikur doesn't apply. That's not tam tikur. That's how the mother in the mina is like that. In the mina is a different thing. But tam tikur only applies, the Rishon explained, only applies when it's a visir achim. When you're going to be eating it, so then you'll taste the tam. There's even a machloikis in Rishonim when you say tam ki ikir, and it's also bachi, let's say you have yisuri hanoah, the pain bottom, and you say tam ki ikir, it's a still asr. Maybe it's only asr bachi, but it's different by hanoah. But with respect to hanoah, how can you speak of tam ki ikir? Or maybe no, the yisur hanoah is an extension of the yisur achil, and the gabi achil, you can taste it, so I say tam ki ikir, so it's not bottom, even the gabi hanoah. But if it's an issue that's totally unrelated to Yisuri Achilu, then Tam Kika doesn't apply. So that's how Abayi interprets the Brice. A Ruba Minayin means that it's Misare, the Heter, and it's not Niker. And I should have thought that it's Misbatel, so the Pasuk is teaching me that even though you have Rove Heter against the Miyud Iser, and it's Ein Niker, that's called the Tarugus, it's not Misbatel. That's how Taisus interprets this Gemara. Rashi doesn't want to. That's how Taisus himself explains Pshat in the Gemara. That's the third type of Sokhim. That's how they explain Pshat in the Gemara. You look in the Rambam, because the Mishnah has a lot of trouble with the Rambam. The Rambam says that you need a Kazayis, and then he says a Kol Shehu. He says, the Bar of Sosim is there, Zed. There's a Kol Shehu, and he says, you need a Kazayis. They're not sure exactly what the Rambam is talking about. So the Kevin Eira and Menachas Daf Yom Ches explains what the Rambam is talking about, and that's what the Brisker Rav also assumes is the correct pshat in the Rambam. Because Mishnah assumes that the Rambam passed like a bayi, that kol shehu, that you don't need a kazayis. So it says very shver, why did he pass like a bayi? That's what the Torah Tmim also says. The Rambam passed, the Halei Torah Tmim is a chan. The Rambam passed like a bayi, how did he pass like a bayi? He says, the Kevin says it's wrong, the Rambam didn't pass like a bayi, the Rambam passed like a rabbi. They didn't understand what the Rambam was talking about. They had a whole list of kashas on the Rambam. So one kasha was, how can we pass him like Abai? But then they never answered the other kashas. They would have understood what the answer is to the other kashas, would have realized that he didn't pass him like Abai. He passed him like Rav, and he's giving him pshat and Rav, exactly the way Taisus learned. The Rambam passed him like Rav. That Miktasim Inayi means that you don't need the full two kazaisim, but you still need one kazaisim. And Eruvim Inayi means that Hetam Etzarek Liyisim. So the Rambam says, Ein Haktor Kusim because Ein Kaim is Kochis Mishnei Zaisim. The Miktosa means that Ein Haktor Kusim Mikazayis. So if you're Makter on Mizbeach less than a Kazayis, that's not called a Haktor. Just like Ein Achilah Kusim Mikazayis, Ein Haktor Kusim Mikazayis. And then a Ruvim Minayin tells you the din of Hetam Mitzarev Lisa that you don't have to have Dafke a full Kazayis of the Sorer Dvash. You have to have a Kazayis that you're Makter on Mizbeach, or just Makter a speck of Sorer, a speck of Dvash, you're not like it. They have to either be Machter Akazayis Torah, Akazayis Drash, or Machter Akazayis, which has in it a little bit Sora Drash. That's what we call, that's what it's not called. Hakodesh Yesh, but Sora Drash. So that's what they find. If you read the Rambam slowly, that's what it says in the Rambam. That a korban sheyesh besorah dvash is also the hakra of agavi hamitzvah. There is a famous kasha in the Rambam that the Shach quotes, kasha of lecha mishneh and the Rambam, by the korban mincha sa'oim, but the din is that the kitzira sa'oim is supposed to take place the night of mitzoy yontif or pesach. And then the hakrava sa'oim is supposed to take place on the daytime of the third day of Halmah. What if it's Niktzar Bayom? What if instead of doing the Tzira Buleel Matzor Yom, we do the Tzira Buleel Kalamoy? We can get around to do the Tzira Buleel Yom, the night of the first day Kalamoy. So they want to do the Tzira on Niktzar Bayom, want to do the Tzira on Kalamoy. Shaloike Mitzvah, Shaloike Bizmanim. They won't be fulfilling the Mitzvah of Tzira, so it will be Niktzar Shaloike Mitzvah, it will be Niktzar either on the first day Kalamoy, on Niktzar on Erev Yom, or Niktzar 5 months ago. So what will it be? Will it be Kashin? So that's the Machloike Satanah. Then the Gemara says, depending on that machloikis will be another question as to whether Tzira Saimer is Deicha Shabbos. If you hold, what if Erev Pesach falls out on Friday? What if the first day Pesach falls out on Friday? Erev Pesach is Thursday, the first day Pesach is Friday, and the first day Chalamoy is Shabbos. So the Zman of Tzira Saimer is supposed to be the first night of Chalamoy Pesach. It's Friday night. So it's Ksira Sa'imah Deicha Shabbos. Hakrav Sa'imah is certainly Deicha Shabbos. It's a Krav Mishas Mana Kapur. It's Deicha Shabbos. What about Ksira Sa'imah? So the Gemara in the last daf in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, the Menachah says that question whether Ksira Sa'imah is Deicha Shabbos depends on the other question whether the Ksira Sa'imah Baleo Chalamoid is the Kuva. If it's the Kuva, if Niktza Bayayin, it won't be Kosher. So then it's Deicha Shabbos. It's like a Krav Mishas Mana Kapur. But if the Ktzira Saimer, Leil Chalamoid is not Likuva, even if it's a Bayam means either in the daytime of Chalamoid, on Erev Yom Tov, the Ktzira was sometime other one than it was supposed to be, will also be Kosher. So then the Gemara says, so why be Mechal Shabbos just to get a Eid Mitzvah? Do the Ktzira on Erev Pesach, and the Korban Haimer will be Kosher. That's the way the Gemara reads, Kosher Shat Nimar. And the Rambam Paskins as Tira, the Rambam Paskins as Nikta Bayam is Kosher, Nikta Shalekim is also Kosher. And he passed like this Tam Mishnah in the Rambam, but the Ktzira Saimer was there for Shabbos. So the Lech Mishnah is that Kasha on the Rambam. Shach in the other day, he quotes that Kasha on the Rambam in Hilchas Milo. On the first page in Hilchas Milo, the din is that a Milo Bidman is there for Shabbos at the day, unless it was a great day, unless it was something fishy. But a normal Milo Bidman is there for Shabbos. The day is born on Shabbos, but the next week the Bris is there for Shabbos. So the Rambam passed him, what if he didn't wait till the Yom HaShmini? What if he did the Milo on the second day, on the fourth day? The Rambam says that the Yevid, if you did the Mila Tezmano, you don't need Hatzavah Zambris. And it's not that the Rambam holds like the Rambam that you never need Hatzavah Zambris. Whenever you did the Mila improperly, you never need Hatzavah Zambris. No. If a Goy did the Mila, he holds that you do need Hatzavah Zambris. If you did the Mila Balayla, the Rambam says you do need Hatzavah Zambris just by Shmini. He holds if you did the Mila Tezmano before the eighth day, so then you don't have to do Hatzavah Zambris. So not needing Hatzavah Zambris means that for the Yevid, the Mila is kosher. So the Shach asks on the Rambam, if the Rambam would be right that Nimo Tech Shmoina wouldn't require Hatavis Dan Bris, so then no Bris would ever be Deicha Shabbos. So do the Bris Mila Tech Shmoina. So for the Yevid, you'll be, so it won't be a Mitzvah Bishnim. So he says, but the Rambam holds that it's not Tavis Dan Bris. So he says, that's a famous Shvera Rambam in the Lecha Mishnah that he said the Rambam is against the Gemara. So the Rambam is wrong and the Gemara is right. So he says, so the Rambam is wrong in the same vein that the Rambam is wrong. That's a big Shach. The first page in Hilchos Mishnah.